11:22 will be our consideration this afternoon. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. I suppose that all of us experience a certain natural curiosity about different things in this world. Sadly, that curiosity can get out of hand and become exaggerated, and with the law of supply and demand, those who have strange and bizarre things to show us are present. Well, we do have something strange and bizarre presented to us in this particular proverb, but it is not simply, no, it is not at all given to us in order to scratch some strange itch of carnal curiosity, but to instruct us and to teach us concerning things that we need to know and understand and be on guard against. And God knows how we think, so from time to time, he sets before us an image of the strange, of the bizarre, yes, even of the ridiculous. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. The Holy Spirit, through this proverb, teaches those who are made wise by his grace to see beyond the beauty, to see beyond the beauty of a fair yet foolish woman, since her beauty is altogether spoiled by her lack of discretion. The wise will see and consider that her beauty only makes her ridiculous. Well, it is not all the time that we turn our attention to jewelry for swine, so we do so, asking God's help, and let us consider these things under 3 points. First, beauty and adornment. Beauty and adornment. Second, the possibility of a ridiculous beauty. And third, some signs of a ridiculous beauty. So first, we consider beauty and adornment, because that's what this proverb in general is about. We look at a fair woman here, and as she adorns herself, perhaps even with jewelry, with gold rings and so on and so forth, it introduces to us that which attracts our attention all throughout our lives. Now, although the world twists and corrupts and warps beauty, nevertheless, beauty is something that is God-given. God is the one who makes beauty. He is the author of beauty. And let's just be perfectly honest, God has made beautiful people. The Bible acknowledges it. We read in Genesis 12:14 concerning the mother of all faithful women through the ages, Sarah. It came to pass that when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman, that she was very fair. She caught the eyes of the Egyptians. She was striking. You couldn't help but notice it. Rebecca also was an attractive young woman. And we read also of Rachel, that while Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel, she was beautiful and well-favored. So the Bible doesn't gloss over the realities. It doesn't pull a curtain over it and say, there's nothing to see here, move on. It doesn't do that at all, because that's not the world in which we live. There is also the practice, the customs within society of adorning beauty. We read that when Rebecca was discovered, a suitable bride for the son of Abraham, Elimelech, he is excited. He believes that he's come upon the one that Isaac is to marry. And he says, I asked her and said, whose daughter art thou? And she said, the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face and the bracelets upon her hands. God himself uses the imagery of the adornment of jewelry to describe what he did to Israel, personified as a woman in Ezekiel 16. I decked thee also with ornaments, and I put bracelets upon thy hands and a chain on thy neck, and I put a jewel on thy forehead and earrings in thine ears and a beautiful crown upon thine head. So it appears, at least to some degree, God has no problem with a modest amount of adornment. But now we must shift, because that's really not the final word of this proverb. We must shift to our second point, the possibility of a ridiculous beauty as a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. It is possible for someone's beauty to be so entrancing that people's eyes are drawn back again and again to their natural beauty. It appeared that that was the case with Potiphar's wife and Joseph. He was a very handsome man, striking. Well, bewitching beauty can be more bewitching than we would at first think, because appearances can be deceiving. Sometimes beauty is not beauty at all. Or at least, it's real beauty, but it's totally relativized by certain considerations which basically make that beauty not count. Elsewhere, Solomon says, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. You see, appearances can be deceiving. Though a woman is attractive on the surface, she may not be attractive on the inside. She may, on the inside, be foolish. She lacks discretion. That word in the Hebrew has been translated, or could be translated in some cases, as taste. It's the same word used in Job 6, verse 6. Can that which is unsavory be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? Boys and girls, surely you've eaten the white of an egg. Well, you know if you have, there really is no taste. Well, surely the Lord is not in this proverb speaking about the lack of taste in terms of social manners, of what is most becoming to wear in different places, of how one is to sit, which fork is to be used. at certain times in a dinner. Certainly that's not the taste that the Lord is focusing on. He's focusing on moral taste, a taste of the mind, sound judgment. And so that same word is translated in Job 12:20. He removeth away the speech of the trusty and taketh away the understanding, that's the word, of the aged. She doesn't think right. Her priorities are all out of whack. She's fixated on certain things which are not ultimately important. She doesn't have a certain sense of being a creation of God, ultimately accountable to Him. She doesn't sense that she lives not for herself and her own pleasures or her own name. No, she lives for the glory of God and the good of others. She lacks that. So she's a fool. And no amount of beauty, no amount of outward adornment can compensate for her inner filth and ugliness. Which is why God, the Holy Spirit, in this proverb, takes the animal, takes the pig, the swine, the epitome of dirtiness and uncleanness. I mean, have you seen pigs in their pig pens? What are they walking around in? I won't get too descriptive, but you know what it is. And they root in the ground with their snouts. They don't care how filthy they become. They can be nauseatingly dirty. And so Jesus said in Matthew 7:6, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine. That makes no sense. These precious pearls, you don't throw them to pigs. They're just going to trample them under their feet and all the other muck and mire they're trampling on. But that's this woman. She's a looker. Let's not deny it. But she has no wisdom inside. She has no fear of God. Her priorities are out of whack. She's self-absorbed. So sometimes you'll see her constantly looking at herself in the mirror, taking selfie after selfie after selfie after selfie for the whole world to see. But what does she have inside? Does she have wisdom? Does she have the fear of God? She doesn't. She lacks discretion. She lacks the taste that really counts. She's a pig inside. That's what she is. And that's what God is seeking to get. He's seeking to get the attention of such young women and of young men and of all the world that are so entranced by these individuals. Yet it's all pig jewelry. That's all that it is. It's just that simple. As a jewel of gold and a swine's snout. Interesting that the proverb should even use the particular custom of the time. In many ancient Near Eastern cultures, there was the nose ring. And so people could immediately identify with this. So we know that's a certain kind of fashion that people find attractive. Well, what would you think of it if you saw it on a pig? It's just ridiculous. You wouldn't do such a thing. To take that fair gold ring and to shove it in the muck and the mire as it's rooting for food. But that's this woman. Yes, she's pretty. Yes, she's attractive. Maybe she has all kinds of social graces. Maybe the men are standing up in queue for a date with her. But if they could only see what's inside. Her outward beauty really is a mockery. It's a waste. What a shame. When a woman has outward adornment that is so mismatched with what's inside. And that's what really counts. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. Well, third and last, some signs of a ridiculous beauty. Signs that a fair woman lacks discretion. And you notice what the Spirit is doing in this proverb is that he's saying, if you'll notice carefully, you'll be able to recognize her. So even though the attention is what's on the inside, yet it can be seen. How? How she talks. How she acts. Where she goes. With whom she hangs out. What kind of men she goes out with, and when, and how. If you have eyes to see. Now, if you don't have eyes to see, you will be hoodwinked. You will be taken. Or you'll be envious, and you'll be consumed with envy because you're not just like her. Or you wish you could take her out, but you know that you can't. Whatever it is, if you do not have eyes to see, you will not listen to these things. You will close your ears. You will close your mind. And it will be to your ruin. But if you have ears to hear what God is saying right now. He's speaking right now. Through this strange, bizarre, even ridiculous image. As a jewel of gold and a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. Some signs of a ridiculous beauty. She over-accentuates her beauty. Now notice, I chose my language carefully. Because clearly God doesn't have a problem, to some degree, with jewelry. Yet there is a problem when there's a fixation with it, an exaggeration of it. When a woman somehow senses that she can't be seen unless she's at a certain extremely high level of outward adornment. When she parades her beauty, when she struts like a peacock, when she overexposes her beauty. We're living in a time when there is just unthinkable overexposure of beauty everywhere we go. You can go to the beach and see all kinds of women who shamelessly walk around in attire that they would be mortified to be seen in the grocery store. Now we notice all these different women in the Bible who happen to be striking women, that the authors of the scripture called attention to it. Obviously, they weren't in a burqa. They were able to be seen. The Egyptians obviously noticed Sarah. But wherever that line is, and I admit sometimes it's not always easy to identify, there is a line that is crossed when a woman is showing too much. And when that's happening, you are seeing the jewel of gold in the swine's snout. There's just no two ways about it. And even if she's, you'll say, well, she's a Christian. Well, maybe she is a Christian, but at this particular point, she's not walking in a very Christian way. When she overcompensates her inside with her outside. When she overcompensates her inside with her outside. You know, when your foot is injured, you overcompensate. The other foot works extra hard. Well, if things are weak and poor and shriveled up inside, is it any surprise that a woman is overly fixated about how outwardly beautiful she is? She's not full. She's empty. She's broken. As a jewel of gold and a swine's snout, so is a fair woman, which is without discretion. Well, some words to different classes. First, to the fair woman, at which all the women in this church belong to that category. To the fair woman, whoever that may be a woman, not a pig. Now, it doesn't always seem very obvious, especially when all the guys have silver dollar eyes when they're looking at you and they want to get your phone number. Be a woman, not a pig. You are not meant. You are not meant to misuse your beauty or to over-rely upon your beauty. Do not flaunt your beauty. Now, do not hide it. You don't need to walk around in a garbage bag hiding every contour of the body that God has given you, but don't parade it. Save much of it for your husband or your husband-to-be. Preserve it from wolves who aren't interested in your soul. Walk in humility. If you happen to be fair, walk in humility. Because who made you that way? Did you make yourself the way that you are? You didn't. It was God who made you this way. And if God made you this way, He can just as easily unmake you the way that you are. You know, you see, don't you, sometimes tragic stories of some fair young woman who's been in a terrible car accident and she has to have facial reconstructive surgery and it's hard even to look on her. That could happen. You could leave this place. And you may come away with your life, but you may be permanently disfigured. God resists the proud. In Isaiah 3, God, through His prophet, specifically speaks about the daughters of Judah. Because the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes. Therefore God will strike her with baldness and strip away all her beauty and all her ornaments and make her naked before the world. Love your sisters, provoking no envy. Love your sisters, provoking no envy. Don't tempt them to hate you. And learn to adorn yourself more with piety. Imitate godly Abigail. She happened to be beautiful, but she was also a very godly woman. We read about Abigail in 1 Samuel 25:3. She was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance. She had them both. And so this didn't apply the jewel of gold and the swine's snout. She was a fair woman, yet she had discretion. Peter writes, "Whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, that is the preoccupation with these things, but let it be the hidden man of the heart and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price." Now to the not so fair woman, of whom there are no women in this church. So I suppose I'm speaking to myself. See the sow. See the sow. You see that woman? You see that social media influencer? She's got the beauty channel, and she's got all those followers, and everyone hangs on her word, and she spends, I don't know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 every week to be as beautiful as she is. See the foolish beauty for who she really is. Don't get drawn into this. As a jewel of gold and a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. Period. End of sentence. End of page. Envy not. So maybe you're not as gorgeous as you would like to be. So what? Be glad that you're not drawing the wolves. Be glad that you don't have predators coming after you, because that's what they are. They're predators. And be who you are. Be who you are. And if you're a child of God, all the more be content and celebrate the person that God made you to be. And have you faith? Have you what really counts? Have you virtue? Have you discretion? Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she is to be praised. She's what really counts. She's the real looker. The one that God looks upon. So I want you, if you feel inferior at any point because you're not as gorgeous as you think that you should be, these are lies. They're lies from Satan to strip you of your confidence, of your joy, of your security in the love and favor of God. To the girls and young ladies, you're quickly growing into an adulthood in which you will be fully surrounded with all that the world is, says, does about beauty. If you haven't already, you soon will be. You'll see all kinds of images, whether real life images, or images on the billboards, or images in the newspaper, or more likely images on your screens, on your phones. You're going to see a lot of images. All of those images are saying something. Listen to what they're saying. How do you process these images? That's what you're going to have to ask yourself. Am I seeing true beauty, or am I seeing pig jewelry? As a jewel of gold and a swine's snout, let that ring in your ears as you're scrolling through. Image is not everything. It's not nothing, but it's not everything. But often, it is very little, if anything at all. Girls and young ladies, stay far from the glitz and glamour of the world's pig pen, because that's what it is. It's filthy, it's full of muck and unspeakable things. It may seem so very pretty, it may be so very romantic, but it's a big charade. Stay clear of the glitz and glamour of the world's pig pen. It has nothing but misery to offer you. And those who remain there are being simply fattened for the slaughter. And if you have been drawn into it, or find yourself drawn into it, get out yesterday. Repent. Be washed. Be baptized from the filth. You can be made new, but don't tempt God if you haven't gotten there yet. Last, to the foolish young men, and even the foolish old men, of which all of us are, don't be tricked. Don't be tricked, you young bucks. Don't be hoodwinked, you old fools. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. Much beauty is only shallow fakery. And I'm indebted to someone else for that word, but I think it's a very good description of all the claptrap that some of these people put on their bodies in order to make themselves so impressive. It's not real. It's not even skin deep. It's that shallow. All the different enhancements, all the different this and that, injections and removals and puttings on, all these different things, it's not real. And so young men, old men, men in the middle, don't be taken by these things. Because it rubs off, it washes away, it grows flabby. Further, the more you fancy a pretty pig, the more you prove yourself a beastly boar. Because that's who you are. You're drawn to such a woman? You must be a man without discretion. You're a fool. You're ridiculous being drawn after, obviously, a woman who has no principles. You must have no principles yourself. And do not encourage pretty young ladies to become piggish. You know, there is a sway that a young man has with a woman. And he must not misuse that. to draw her away from her purity. Oh, the maker of these women will hold you accountable. Well, may God give us ever eyes to see true beauty for what it is, true virtue, true excellence in a world full of false and misleading images, as a jewel of gold and a swine's snout, so is a fair woman without discretion. Amen. Let us close in prayer. We thank Thee, Lord, for Thy timeless word. And we pray that in a world of false beauty, that we would see clearly. Keep us, preserve us, and adorn us with that which is most beautiful. And especially bless our women, our daughters. Lord, we thank Thee for them, and we pray that Thou would do them good and keep them in Thy love. We ask it through Christ. Amen. We'll close by singing from Psalm 25, the first version. Psalm 25, the first version, verses 8 to 14. To the tune Franconia, tune number 152. Psalm 25, the first version, verses 8 through 14. To the tune Franconia, tune number 152. God good and upright is, the way He'll sinners show, the meek in judgment He will guide and make His path to know.
Oh. He will to them afford.
Please rise to receive the benediction. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.